but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
There's a bill passed in, 2003 that gave, that provided $150 million in funding for a potential MLB to PDX effort that would give $150 million in funding based on a bond, based on bonds that were secured with the quote-unquote jock tax, basically taxing the salaries of visiting players and players who were suiting up for a potential Portland Major League Baseball team. We've talked a lot about this on the show. And today, there was a big vote at the state capitol. And there was a lot of angst about, all right, what was going to happen here? Would the, you know, would do the lawmakers see the logic of taxing Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, making them pay for the ballpark instead of taxpayers? Or will they see the light? Mark Meek, state senator, was on the floor of the Senate today, and he gave some unusual testimony. Here's the actual recording from the run-up to the vote.
Ladies and gentlemen, one with me, please. Two, three, take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back, for it's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, for it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Play ball. Play ball. I love this. Somebody yelled play ball. The vote, 24-5. It passed in the Senate. There is now it's an amendment to HB 110 that now provides $800 million in funding for the MLB stadium that they would like to build. Senator Mark Meek joining us now. Not bad. Good pipes there.
Hello, John. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right. Give me an idea. Like, you know, when you get up to sing that, like, do you know you've got support in the room and you feel comfortable doing it, or are you still trying to win votes?
You know what? It's so interesting you say that because, John, you have to remember when I met you, you heard me singing to Steve Pringle on the Kink radio.
That's right.
For Valentine Graham. And I even sang to you and Anna at a dinner for that Valentine's Day. So
that's,
I'm not
right.
Shy. But in the Senate, the decorum is very, you know, important. But I had to break decorum a little bit, and my other senators sang along with me, so that was actually nice to hear. But it's not typical testimony you give, but it was my closing statement, and I was very happy with a lot of the dialogue we heard and support from other members speaking in support of it. So I felt pretty good about that. But yeah, I am the resident birthday singer for all my colleagues on their birthdays also.
SB 110, the amendment to SB 110 passes 24-5 is the vote. What was the conversation? What was the discussion like between lawmakers?
The biggest thing is they've been getting calls and they've been, you know, concerned that is this money that we're going to be losing? Are we vulnerable? We're in a tight budget kind of a setting right now. And then what are the optics? Are taxpayers concerned about this type of dedication? And I was on the radio with you a few weeks ago explaining that there's no vulnerability. It's kind of one of those things. If you build it and they come, you're going to have revenue. But if you don't, you're not. And this is not like trying to entice, you know, an Intel or a Columbia Sportswear to come to town. You know, they would come on their own no matter what. This is a lottery. This is a lottery ticket, once in a lifetime opportunity for the state of Oregon and for the city of Portland. So this is a whole different, we had to do something different to basically support the project and to let Major League Baseball know that we are willing participants and we are excited about being competitive and supporting a Major League Baseball team here in Oregon and in Portland.
The vote 24-5, did that surprise you that it was so lopsided, or did you? Oh, it did. All right. So tell me what
I
you were thinking.
Surprised. I thought we might have 18. There were some folks on the fence. You know, they weren't sure. They worried about what their constituents are saying, what the optics are. You know, is this the right thing to do? And I think I presented a really compelling case this afternoon when we spoke on it, and I gave them all the facts and the details. Gave them all the economic benefits to this, because we may not see any of this payroll tax money for the first 25, 30 years, but we're going to see all the other economic, you know, repercussions or development from hotels and restaurants and just tourism. And we have folks, imagine we get the Dodgers coming into town. We're going to have folks coming internationally to come to those games. And so it's not just our neighbors and our friends and our own local communities that are going to be coming to these games, but we have outside dollars that are going to be feeding the economy of Portland and in Oregon. And so there was a lot of really strong, you know, benefits to, you know, make this go forward, including, you know, these great jobs to build the stadium, to build the infrastructure all around. There's a lot of churn that a lot of folks are going to be able to realize. And so I think I convinced them that this was a good move to make, and to make us, it's not guaranteed still, we're trying to be competitive, but I'm knocking on wood, and I'm just hoping that we are successful. I'd love to see Major League Baseball come to Oregon.
Give me an idea of, you know, when you say the, you know, today was a win for maybe the Diamond Project or a win for the MLB to PDX effort. You know, we're talking about the difference between $150 million as this as this law was originally or this bill was originally written. Now it's $800 million. To me, it just reflects sort of how the salaries in Major League Baseball have escalated.
Oh, yes, so true. Well, let's imagine the stadium was only going to cost $300 million in 2003 or four, and now we're looking at $2 billion. So we're not even, you know, ponying up half of it. But the studies that have been done show right now we probably predict $40 to $50 million a year in those payroll taxes. But if you look at all those contracts year after year, in 10 years we could be looking at $70 million. And then when this is all done, we could be getting $100 million more. And just those, you know, luxury payroll taxes, the jock tax, absent all the other, you know, economic developments. So this is there is a lot of merit to the decision we're making here.
Well, we're talking to Mark Meek, state senator, who gave testimony and sang today on the floor of the Senate at the state capitol. There were some concerns from some rural senators who said, hey, what's the value for us? How do you draw in, you know, the senators are going, well, what's the accessibility for us?
I listened to them too and tried to understand. Some were saying, you know, we're making this $800 million investment. Why aren't we making some money from the profits afterwards? And I let them know, I'm a business owner. There's a lot of risk with that. So if we want to risk them leaving and we're holding the bag when the debt, then that's the risk we take. I'd rather be safe, because like for ownership, and this is one segment of your question, if ownership was the issue, well, I'd rather have them own it, because when it's all paid for, then the property value is going to be property taxes coming into the city of Portland and Multnomah County, which helps our families. And then on the other end for our rural districts, those dollars that come in, it was stated, you know, some of the taxpayers don't, you know, their taxes are coming in or not coming back. That's not a true statement. Those our senators and representatives from the rural districts are at the table with our budget process, are at the table for programming. We do, you know, we make investments for roads and different types of post offices and courthouses around the state. And so in many cases, we have those dollars available, and including health care, we have those dollars available to help support their communities also. So this is a win, kind of a rising tide lifts all, you know, ships and boats there. This is going to be an opportunity for all of Oregonians to really receive the benefits of it.
I think it's great. I think, obviously, it's a very creative way because it sort of leans on the players themselves that will be taxed as they're visiting here. And it doesn't lean on, normal taxpayers to pick up the bill. It's exciting. Any idea on the next steps what do you do? What happens next?
Next, it goes to the House of Representatives here in Oregon. And I will be tracking closely. I have a couple of messages into the Speaker of the House wanting to get her support. And also, it's going to be going to, I believe, Representative Wynn's committee, who's the Business Economic Development Chair for that committee. And then it goes to one of my colleagues, Chair Nathanson for the House Revenue Committee. I'll be communicating and I'll be testifying in those committees when those bills are being, have public hearings, sharing, you know, the values of it. I think I mentioned I dissected this whole bill from Senate Bill 5 and 2003, so I know all the ins and outs and workings of it. So I will be able to answer questions, share, you know, the prospects of it, and show the value and benefits of it. And more importantly, share, we do nothing, nothing happens. We do something, we have an opportunity, but we're not guaranteed. And this is our putting our best foot forward to be competitive with any other, you know, community that wants to try to apply for this franchise. And right now, our only competition is Utah, and I think we are looking pretty good compared to them. But, yeah, next steps, we need to get across the House of Representatives to the House floor and pass, and then to the governor's desk to sign. And I'm hoping I'm able to sit at that desk behind her while she's signing that bill.
I think it's fascinating. Appreciate you singing and joining. Do you have a follow-up tune? Do you have another... Do you have a God Bless America in you on the way out? What do you got? National anthem?
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night from the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Oregon Senator Mark Meek, you're the best. Keep up the fight.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much. Thanks for your listeners, too. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, man. There he goes. Stick around. You never know what's going to happen on this show.